actually we follow sadhana very strictly, rising early in the morning and chanting many rounds. If any of us feel that we want to strengthen our sadhana, he is the right person to take guidance from. Maharaj, we are very, very fortunate. Although I am not in NVCC temple, I am in Pune Camp temple. Both the temples are hearing your lecture today. There will be thousands of devotees, all the congregation also is joining. We are very blessed to have you. Although we had booked the ticket and everything for bringing you physically to Pune because of the pandemic, but still we are not missing your warning and your form, we are able to see you. So, we are having three lectures by Maharaj. Today, tomorrow and day after, a series Maharaj is going to give in 3 days. So, let us welcome His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Damodar Maharaj with loud Hari Bowls.
Hari Bowl!
Hari Bowl! Sanat Bhakti Devi Damodar Swami Maharaj ki Prabhupada ki
Jai Sankariha
Thank you.
Swayam Rupa Kada Mahindra Tishwara Pranitikam Gandhiham Sri Gavindhi Padamam Simran Krishnavam cha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sakana Raghunatam Tantam Sadhya Sadvitam Sabadutam Parijanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitam Yadeva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagam Parita Sri Sakandhyatam Sahi Krishna Karuna Sinjutina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopi Sagavika Kanjurada Kanjanam Shri Tapta Kanjan Gopi Sadhi Vandavani Shri Visavana Sutta Vedi Vami Sri Priya Vanchakar Padaru Vyasa Vipasana Jaya Vacha Pachitana Padayu Vaishri Vaishri Krishna Chaitanya Shivasadi Gaurava Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Shri Haranam from Pukhi, Sila Pohupadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrindhi. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Okay, we are looking at Holy Name from Aparad. Aparad. We are Hare Krishna devotees. And although our movement is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness, but generally we are known as Hare Krishna because we chant Hare Krishna. That means chanting Hare Krishna is our eternal occupation. Therefore, it is necessary for us to know how to do it. And to know how to do it, we should understand who is this person you want to identify with. Who is the Holy Name? We chant Hare Krishna every day. So he is the Naam Prabhu we chant to. This will help us first. Only when we understand who he is, then we will know how to relate with him. Because we do things with interest. With interest. If there is no interest, we won't do anything. The interest is my own benefit. What is my benefit? So, who is the Naam Prabhu that we are calling every day? And for most of us, we are going to do this with eternity. So who is this person that we are giving our life to? Who is the Naam? We are giving our life to. You want to give your life to somebody, you must check properly. Who is the person? Will he be able to sustain me? Just like if you are going to get married. Right? You look at the husband. Is it what the person I should give my life to? Will he take care of me? Will he maintain me? Will he protect me? Or I'm going to hell? The same with the man. The lady I'm going to spend my life with. So, who is she? Will I get what I want? Or you're going to work in the company. You look, this company will really give you the salary I want, you fit my quality, my qualification, or fulfill my desire. Because working, I have a plan. I want to do something with my salary. So, we should know who is the Holy Name. It doesn't matter to have been chanting Hare Krishna, I would have had so many things, but it is important for us to know who we are, to know. Only when that is known, then we can look at the amount of effort we will put into it to become successful. This is required. If we don't do this, we are joking. By joking. And we should know very well that if you joke with fire, it will be burnt. If you use fire, you can cook it very nicely. You can do fire sacrifice. Purify your environment, purify the items, whatever. Purify consciousness. But if you touch the fire, it will be burnt. So if you are going to, as you see with the Holy Name, and we don't know who is this person, we have the same similarity, we have the same situation, the same thing. If you make offense to Krishna, if you make offense to Krishna, if you take shelter of the Holy Name, you are saved. If you make offense to the Holy Name and take shelter of Krishna, you are a failure, you must succeed. So we should know what we mean by, if you joke with fire, fire will burn you. But if you use fire perfectly, you get everything you need. Your food will be nicely cooked, and even if you have a palatable food, you nourish your life. You also get a good brain tissue to understand spiritual nutrition. So we chant Hare Krishna mantra. Our Acharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all of them, they told us, we can do it for million lifetimes. We'll not achieve the goal. Why? So we should know. We should know who is the person we are relating with. So our Acharya, they gave us a perfect description, perfect understanding. So we should hear from them and learn the process. The Holy Name of Krishna is one who destroys our karma completely. So whatever Goswami condemned Prayaschitta, the sixth canto by Bhagavatam 5, Prayaschitta is condemned. All our charity condemned. Why? Prayaschitta is condemned. It's like when you cut down a tree. This is Prayaschitta. Atonement. You cut down a tree. What happens after some time? A tree will grow. Especially if you want a soccer tree. Understand? A soccer tree. If you want a soccer tree to be firm, cut it when it's growing. You cut it. If you leave it, A soccer tree grows very, very large. When the rain falls, it may break to be blown down. But if you want it to be firm on the ground that no storm can shake it, you cut it. When it grows to a certain level, you cut that soccer tree down. Then it will expand and become strong. So, Prayaschitta means you are cutting down a tree that will become strong, deeply rooted, and nothing can happen to it. That is Prayaschitta. But Holy Name will uproot the tree completely. Not only uprooting the tree, the Holy Name will uproot the tree and fry the seed of the tree. That is no chance of germinating. Therefore, the Holy Name cannot be compared with Prayaschitta. Or all the jagya recommended in the Vedas. It's not comparison. But compare them is an offense to the name. They cannot be compared. The name of Krishna is Chintamani. Means what? Huh? Is yield all that one desires. All that we desire means what? Your material desires will become manifested. Your spiritual desires will become manifested. All desires. That is the nature of the name. Fulfill all desires. So, if you are chanting, and we should know, Harinam Prabhu is a person. All the mantras we are chanting, they are all persons. So, when you are talking to somebody, the person is hearing you. Right? So we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. He's hearing. What is he hearing? He's hearing what we have in mind in chanting in him. And he will respond to that. I'm chanting seriously, but my mind is full of offenses. And then we respond to it. We're chanting the holy name. Seriously, I'm chanting, but the mind dwells on sanctification. The name will respond to that. Then Dharmani, see what it means. You're chanting the name, and you understand that the name is the Ram you're calling. The Ram you're calling. If you understand the Ram you're calling, is from Chandra Bhagwan, you go to Ayodhya. You go to Ayodhya. If you chant, you are thinking that it's Parashuram, you go to Vaikuntha. If you chant the holy name, I think that the name you are chanting is Radha Raman, you go to Goloka. Whatever you have in mind, it will manifest. The mind will produce Chintamani. Thus, to materialist, the name gives Dharma, Karma, Artha, and Moksha. If you are chanting and having this in mind, this is what you get. We remain here in the material world. The same name we are chanting, not two names, the same Hare Krishna mantra. It is Chintamani, fulfilling all desires. So, we can chant the name and go to Goloka, you can chant the name and go to Ayodhya, you can chant the name and go to Vaikuntha, you can chant the name and remain here in the material world. As you desire. Because don't forget, Nam Prabhu is a person. He's a person with feeling. Has feelings, has activities, all the senses are working. Don't feel that it's dumb matter, dull matter. It is not. It's a person. He is a person. With complete feelings. Good person. A person who can destroy our sins completely, make it zero. And uproot the seed of sin. That is Harinam Prabhu. That is the person we are dealing with. The person who can give us complete protection from all the dualities of material existence. It's a vaccination against all viruses. The name is vaccination. The name can fulfill our desire of going back home, back to God. He revealed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The name is that person, our best friend. It's our best friend. A friend, how do you say? A friend? Indeed. Huh? Indeed. Is a friend indeed, yes. A friend in. Indeed, he is the friend indeed. That is Harinam Prabhu. How we relate with him, he will deal with us accordingly. So, he's one who can free us completely from material existence, free us completely from sinful life, protect us completely from all viruses, from all vices, from all viruses. Full protection that nothing can happen to us. Nothing. Anyone who takes shelter of the Harina, you are immovable. That's a person we are dealing with. So if you have Krishna Prem, then what again? What again? What? Do you need something else? You have everything. So the holy name is what? It's our wealth. That's the greatest wealth. The greatest achievement. So we are dealing with that person. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, we are dealing with that person. That's the person we are dealing with. So if a devotee is very fortunate to understand this, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is that I'm trying to take shelter of the name. We know what is shelter. We understand what is shelter. I'm giving myself, I'm giving myself to the name. And I want to take shelter of the name. I want the name and my consciousness to meet. Want to meet a friend who is there for me at all times. Harinam Prabhu, the best charity. The best religious principle to be followed by any intelligent person, any fortunate person. The best religious principle. The best spiritual practice. The best sacrifice one can make. All sacrifices are recommended in the scriptures. Jagya is san kutina prajajidan jantihi sumedasa. This is the best jagya of all. We mentioned before, when Srila Prabhupada was establishing Sri Krishna Balaram, he called the local pandas from all the Goswamis they came. And they were doing so many mantras, so many jagya, so many things they were doing. The Prabhupada told devotees, stay here, kirtan, continuously. The devotees were having kirtan there. They were there doing their rituals and mantra, they chant. They were doing all. The Prabhupada was not concerned with that. The Prabhupada was concerned with the devotees, chanting the holy name. So when all of them, they finished all their things, whatever we know to do, they did all and left. The Prabhupada told the devotees, the installation of Sri Krishna Balaram is not all these things they did. It's the holy name. The holy name. This is the installation. The installation of this deity is the chanting of the holy name. The devotees said, but why you invited them to come? We spent a lot of money to arrange all this. Paraphernalia. You used to know this. We spend a lot of money. Papa said, yes, if I didn't do like that, they will not recognize this temple is bona fide. This intelligence and management. This intelligence. So, you give them a chance to come and do it. So, they're coming here, they have the confidence. We installed this, so it's bona fide. We did this. But they didn't know that that was not installation. It's external. The real installation was the chanting. So it's the best sacrifice one. Jagya is sankirtana prajajitan ki sumedasa. So it is meant for those who are extremely intelligent, extremely fortunate. They take shelter of the holy name and forget every mantra else and take shelter only of the holy name of Krishna. It's a great fortune. That is great fortune. Great, great fortune. I hope but a sort of tattoo, very young. I hope but a sort of tattoo, very young. That you have great, that you have great, but a kinama to young. Tempus tapaste juku sastu arya. This is the name. This is the position of the name. And Shukrachara, who is not let's say he's not a devotee. Because he's a spiritual master demon. So you'll be what? The devotee? I'll be a demon. So but he said this is a demon. Recognizing the position of the holy name. So is he a demon? Mm-hmm. Huh? Is he a demon? Yeah. Yeah, he's not a demon. So he said, my dear Lord Krishna. Every faulty things, everything which is faulty, the mantra chanting is faulty, jagya performance is faulty, all sacrifices is faulty, but as soon as your holy name comes in, everything becomes perfect. So the holy name of Krishna is what? Is what? That person that makes every faulty thing become perfect. Complete. Perfect. Complete. As soon as the holy name comes in, everything is complete. Complete. No mistake, no fault, no shortage. Everything becomes complete as soon as Krishna's holy name comes in. This is Supratarya. So why we mention Supratarya? We don't say that they are my friend, so you can find me. Because you are my brother, so you can talk good about me, even though I'm not so good. That is not the nature. That is not the point. The point is that the truth of the holy name is well known, even to those who are seemingly not practicing it. They know the importance of the holy name. That is the point. They know the importance, the nature, and the quality of the holy name. So our acharyas did not give us something which is imperfect. And we are not dealing with imperfect situation, imperfect system. We are dealing with the perfect system, perfect and complete personality, who is our best well-wishing friend. Best well-wishing friend. The holy name is the best well-wishing friend. So the name fulfills all desires. So materialists, Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha. And to the unmotivated devotee, he gives pure, unalloyed love. One person is doing two things. Like a sword. You know a sword? This side is sharp. This side is sharp. You can cut here, you can cut here. That's the name. That's the holy name of Krishna. Complete it all. Take in this direction, you fully follow you. Take it this direction, also you follow you. Whichever direction you take, you follow you. That's the name. Fully independent. Completely independent. It does not depend on anything. Yes. The name is without beginning and fully spiritual, being identical with Krishna. The holy name is a conscious personality. The holy name is conscious personality. Chaitanya Vigraha. Eternally free from natural imperfection. Nitya Mukta. The holy name is Nitya Mukta. Eternally liberated. Yes, I want it to sink in our head. The holy name is eternally liberated. If the name is eternally liberated, if you take shelter, what will happen to us? He will also give us eternal liberation, eternal shelter in Krishna. The name is a conscious personality. You have said it, right? It's a conscious personality. It's a person with feelings. Chaitanya Vigraha is the holy name. Krishna. Yes. Completely free from material mode of passion and ego, or situated in pure goodness, Suddha Sattva. The name of Krishna, who is denoted by the holy name, the name of Krishna, Nam, and Nami, are those identical. Abhinna, Nami, Namino. That is the nature of the holy. This name descends into the material world in its pure spiritual form, and being identical to the sweetness of Krishna, it is the means by which the devotee can relish Krishna's sweetness. The name is what? A person who can give us entrance into the sweet nature of Krishna. Sweet, Krishna's sweet nature. The name will give us entrance into entering into the sweet nature of Krishna. See the name. The person will deal. Is it not? When you call someone's name Krishna, or when you call someone's name Krishna, what should come to the mind? The form. Once you call someone's name, the moment you call someone's name, what is the next thing? The form of that person. You know? Krishna is the absolute truth and is known by four qualities. Name, form, qualities, and activities. So when we call Krishna's name, does his form come to the mind? When you say Hare Krishna, what are you calling? What are you saying? When you say Hare Krishna, what are you calling? Radha and Krishna. So what should come to the mind? What should come to our mind automatically? Radha and Krishna form, right? So do we experience that? Why not? Why we don't experience that? That is natural. When you call any image, any form, any personality, any name you call, the form of that person comes, or that particular item comes to the mind. That is what happens. But why we call Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, we don't see the same thing for most of them. Why we don't have that experience? That is what should happen, right? And we should expect. Are you not expecting that? You're not expecting? We're expecting that. Why is not coming like that? Yes.
Aparad.
That is a problem. Aparad. So we begin our Krishna consciousness. The journey of going back to Krishna Prem, Krishna Loka, it begins from Aparad. This is the nature of the name. See the importance of the holy name? You can't start anything from mistake and become successful. Is it not? Everything you start with fault. You can never overcome by fault. Only the holy name. You can chant the holy name with the fault, and you will become faultless. We'll look at that. Don't worry. We'll look at it. How is that possible? Look at it. That is the beauty of this life. Look at it. Everything has solution. Every problem, the 10th canto, second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, has 10 chapters. And the last chapter, 10. The heading is? What is the heading? Bhagavatam is a solution to all problems. Bhagavatam is what? The solution to all problems, not some problems. It is all. So then, why we say have problem? Bhagavatam is telling lie. Solution to all problems. So that is a process of pure Krishna consciousness. Solution. The solution to all. So we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Automatically, immediately, as soon as this is done, Radha Krishna should be known. Radha Krishna should be known. Sri Prabhupada said that. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is dancing on it. So all the time Krishna should dance. It's not dancing in our hearts. This is what Prabhupada said. The name is dancing on our tongue. Krishna is dancing on our tongue. Yes, it is true. When is he going to dance in our hands? when the offenses are out. When we chant the pure name, when the 10 offenses is out of our life, that is the point we chant the pure name, Sudanam. Sudanam comes at the point when we are free from the 10 offenses. So now we know that the problem is what? The offenses. Aparada. We have 10 offenses for the name, which we should try to work on. We have offenses from the prasada we are taking. Take prasada every day, right? Prasada and parada. We also have Vaishnava parada. Vaishnava parada. We have Seva apparat, offenses we make with the deity. We have Dham apparat, offenses we make with the land. Krishna himself said, every tree in Vrindavan is a sadhu. Krishna said, not me. Believe that? Do you believe that? Do you accept? Is it true? 100%? 90%? Every tree in Vrindavan is sadhu. Every tree in Vrindavan has surrendered some service to Srimati Radharani. She has tricked the flower to offer to Prananath. That means all the trees have the musical glands of Srimati Radharani. So we should not be surprised that it's a sad. They all have the musical glands of Srimati Radharani. All of them. That's Vrindavan. So to make offense is very dangerous. What again? The offenses are finished? Didn't mention Guru Parad. Forgetting Guru Parad means what? We mentioned and I forgot Guru Parad means what? You are making a parad. What it means? Everything we do shows. Everything we do shows. Either it's in the mind or not, it will show outside. One to show. Guru Parad. Most essential. Because it is Guru who is going to help us to get all the Narata through from the heart to chant. The pure name. The pure name is given. It's given. So it is an apparat that is blocking the name. The name cannot be blocked. The name cannot be covered. Understand? The name can never be covered. It is our senses that the offenses that covers us, demarcated from the name. It is not the name that is covered. Please get it very clear. We cannot cover the name. The name cannot be covered. The offenses have demarcated us from the name. The offenses. The demarcation. As high as Mount Sumeru. Very tall. Very, very tall. You may not see it physically, but that is what is happening. Alright? So we are expecting, when we say Hare Krishna, the image of Krishna must come. Krishna, Sajiva Goswami said, Krishna reveals himself to Guruji who have developed love for him. Their heart is full of the love for him. Krishna will show himself to them. Krishna shows himself to devotees whose heart is full of love for him. Krishna will show. They own Krishna. Krishna is their property. So, the holy name is about good fortune. Is it not? Our good fortune is holy name. That's the person we are trying to do. So we begin from here. Aparat, Nam Aparat. Nam Aparat should take us to Namabasa. From Namabasa should take us to Shuddham. From Shuddham we should go to Bhavnam. From Bhavnam we should go to Vairagya. This is the first stages. This is the five stages. So we are beginning from Nam Ampara. We are chanting with offenses. What is our fortune? The name is our fortune. But Ampara is blocking this fortune from us. When they're threatening into the pure chanting, Aparat is demarcating, is blocking us. So what to do? How do we transcend the Aparat? To go into detail, into the Aparat, one by one. The 10 offenses for this chant. Should avoid. So the turn offensive devotees will avoid what chanting if you take some time. Like we did. So we're not going to make into details about it. But we should know that blaspheming devotee is very dangerous. And we do it grossly. Verbally and mentally. We're doing it grossly. Verbally, mentally. For some of us, it's every moment. I'll give an example. To see a devotee and not feeling happy, it's not for that. So we should try to understand. So that we know exactly what to do to achieve the goal, what we are here in Krishna consciousness. To see a devotee, and not feeling happy. Parama para. This is in the mind, it is subtle, it is not gross, it's not even verbal. But it is mental, it's there in the mind. Feel happy. Upon seeing a devotee, one does not feel happy. Paramapara. Upon seeing a devotee, one does not offer humble obeisances. Paramapara. You see a devotee, no obeisance. See a devotee, not feeling happy. See a devotee, angry. Paramapa. In any form, we make these offenses, has a heavy consequences in chanting the Holy Name, in having a cordial relationship with the Holy Name. These things should be looked at carefully. A happy seeing a devotee. You see a devotee offer respectful offenses. Even if you are holding a wife asleep together in the same room, boys and girls, oh, we serve in the same room, wake up together, of these senses. It's our standard process to be followed. for success in Krishna. Even if you, the same room you slept. Yes, three senses. Krishna consciousness begins from three senses. Look at our mighty Bhagavatam. It begins from here. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's the beginning. That is the beginning of human life. Obeisances. But Hare Krishna devotee, especially here in India, obeisance is not important. We are taken to Krishna consciousness, which is a very juicy, sweet, nectarian thing. We are making it very dry because of our dry nature. We have brought our dry nature into Krishna consciousness. Yes, it is good you brought it, but we shouldn't. We should not infiltrate our dry nature into Krishna consciousness. We should allow the fire of bhakti to burn off all these impurities by following the process. Nice. We should follow the process. Nice. We should not introduce our maya into Krishna consciousness. We should do ourselves good by allowing the fire of bhakti to burn our. No obeisances. And it's not a problem. You don't feel that. You are a sophisticated devotee. Sophisticated devotee. Not a humble devotee. Sophisticated devotee. Will not offer obeisances. Doesn't know the importance of obeisances. Our charities are speaking. Not to offer obeisances to upon seeing a devotee. So I'm not happy with you. Why will I offer your best hand? What I'm thinking, you should just leave my sin. I don't want to see you. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. We're too impersonal. Impersonalism is too much in our consciousness. That is why we're very dry brahmacharya, dry sannyasi, dry whatever, householders. Dry vanaprastha. A devotee should not be dry. And Prabhupada did not create the society for us to come and suffer. He gave us society to come and enjoy. To enjoy, we have to pay the price. Get rid of all the narratives. Narratives are discussed what? What is narratives? What is the meaning? Narratives. Narratives means what? What is the definition? Unwanted things. Unwanted. Get rid of all the unwanted things. That's all. That's all we are here for. To get rid of them. Not necessary. And we have to do this unconsciously. See, if you want to transcend the apparat, this is the formula. To transcend the apparat. And we should transcend. Because how are we going to experience what is here? If you don't transcend. Being a Hare Krishna devotee does not mean to just mechanically chant the holy name. If devotional service is a mechanical thing, the whole world will have become devotee by now. You know? Krishna consciousness is a mechanical thing. Why not? I'm a pure devotee. Just waiting for Baba to God. It is not a mechanical thing. Therefore, if we follow it mechanically, we are not going to succeed. So we should give up all this on this, all the narratives, by scientifically and systematically follow the disciplines in Krishna consciousness. We should eliminate the offenses. We have to practice. If you don't practice, we're not going to experience anything. Everything will remain in the loop. We have to practice giving up all unnecessary things to live with every devotee from the heart. Because we are all Krishna's parts and parcels. All Krishna's parts and parcels. all. Krishna told Duvasamuni, I live in the heart of my devotees, and my devotee lives in my heart. And purpose and purpose. If you disobey the devotee, you are giving pain to Krishna. So if you don't treat the devotee nicely, you are torturing Krishna. Do we have that right? Is that what we have come here to do? Look at the Prabhupada. The Prabhupada said, if you disobey the devotee, in any way, treat the devotees very nicely. So if we want to be treated nicely, we should do what? We should behave nicely. I want you to treat me nicely and I'm behaving in a very bad way. Will you be happy to treat me nicely? No. It's not work like that. See, if I want you to treat me nicely, I have to behave nicely. So let us behave nicely by following this process diligently. Then things will become very easy. Our progress becomes very smooth. Every devotee will be back. The holy name will dance on our throne. When the holy name dances on our throne, we will dance. When we dance, the holy will also will celebrate, will join us and dance. The holy will be dancing. Yes. So very dancing. So that's just number one. It's not my family. You should not. You should do what it is. Many offenses. Not equating demigods of Krishna. Not disobeying the order given by the scripture. Sir, not disrespecting our scriptures and not considering the name, the glories of the holy name to be imagination, disaggression. Should interpret the name. Should interpret. Give then interpretation. It means a lot. And not committing offenses on the strength of the name. Or thinking that the name is equal to all the jagyas recommended in the scriptures. It's 8. 9, we don't give a name to a faithless person. Someone is not faithless. We are not faithless. A name is a faithless person. And after hearing all these instructions for a long time, not giving up sentence, it becomes very dangerous. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura added one principle. In the 10, Bhaktivinoda Thakura added one. Inattentiveness. It was added by Bhaktivinoda Thakura. And because we are also in Kali Yuga, we are making advancements. Then number 12. I'm sorry. Mobile phone. Allowing mobile to take our affection away from Krishna is very dangerous. Many devotees cannot chant without a cell phone in their left hand. I cannot give initiation to a devotee. Who is chanting without a cell phone. I will not. Because you are wasting your time and wasting everyone's time. Krishna consciousness is meant for those who are serious, who are ready. They're ready. And we are tired of suffering in the material world. This is Krishna consciousness. We are tired of material suffering. Now, the Krishna means we have come to our head. So we want to do the right. Therefore, to allow mobile to take away our affection for Follow Krishna is dangerous. Very dangerous. It's a dangerous offense.
So this offense is devotees who carefully look at them. Every day we should carefully look at them.
Carefully look at them.
The best way for us to look at this, that we can avoid these offenses, is to try to understand the philosophy of Krishna. We are all spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna. When I realize you are a spirit soul, I will not abuse you. Right? It is important for me. I will have a natural, caring attitude towards you. But when I don't see you as a spirit soul, you are nothing. And I can abuse you, I can misuse you, I can do anything. Because you are not a spirit soul. So if you don't understand our philosophy, we are going to remain empty. Even though we have everything available, we will not make it. So it is very important for us to look at the offenses. So that's why we are dealing with this offense, so we can understand. Or offenses to other living entities, jiva hinsa, unnecessarily. People are doing the cutting down trees. Very dangerous. Of course, we don't do that. But we are doing it a different way. If you don't support the devotees in their Krishna consciousness, what is that? Yes. Very dangerous. Especially in a leadership position. Our duty is to facilitate people Krishna consciousness. That is our responsibility. We should facilitate people to devote to Krishna consciousness. In many ways. And for that, we have to inconvenience ourselves to do it. That is a sacrifice we have to make to become very, very dear to Krishna. Very, very dear to Krishna. Alright? Krishna attracts the whole world. The name also had the same quality to attract the whole world. If we carefully follow the name. Alright? Comments? Questions?
Very good.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, I have to complete this part. I didn't complete it. Thank you. So, how do we transcend offenses, or to move away from offenses to namabhas and gradually move forward to the last stage? So, Padma Purana recommends more chanting. We should chant more constantly, regularly. And the proper quoted in the sixth canto of the Vedanta, chapter 2. Proper quoted in the sixth canto, chapter 2. Proper quoted. The quotation is from Padma Purana. We should chant more. The more we chant, this is the Nigeria, they say upper hand. You understand? Upper hand. Upper hand, yes. It means the superior nature of the Holy Name. Right? Better. Okay. I've translated it from Nigerian English to, in English now. So, the superior nature of the holy name above everything is that although we are making offense in chanting, but we will chant the name continuously. The name will rise above the offenses and completely destroy it from the roots. Then we are free. This is the freedom. This is the way to become free from Mama. Chanting more. So we should not just be satisfied with 16 now. We should not be satisfied with that. Papa gave us 16 as minimum. Chanting more. Yeah? Is a process. And chanting, and especially finding, when we're chanting, it's said that we are struggling. Let me finish. Which is another big problem. After you finish your so-called mechanical system, a devotee who wants to transcend, do extra round. The extra round, you are not chanting 16, so there's no hazard. This one is peaceful. So it's more free from offenses. Because this one, you are not chanting to complete 16. When will I finish? So this one, you are at peace. So you do it carefully. And it is done. It should be done without people. It should be done without people. Means don't go and sit with people to do it. So find a separate place, sit alone. So it is you and the name. They are trying to have a connection. They are trying to establish their relationship. Want to build relationship. So at this time, the name will be very, very sweet. The name will give more attention. The name is, he's very serious. He's serious. He's taking shelter of me. Let me give shelter. Yes, chanting more. That's how we can rise above. This is chanting more. Keep chanting. Yes. 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 Keep chanting. Although it's a fault. From the beginning, it is full of faults. From the beginning. Except some special souls who are just coming here to come and show us the way. But majority of us who are beginning from the beginning, it's all full of offenses. So, our hope is keep chanting in the same name. As Rupa Goswami recommended, the cure for jaundice is sugar. Sugar is bitter for a jaundice patient. But there's no remedy than sugar. So there's no remedy for transcending the apparat than the holy name himself. So we keep chanting the name continuously. The name will take pity upon us and rise above the offenses. It's the name who will do that himself for us. Will rise above and destroy it completely. Now we are free. Jai. Haridam Prabhu ki. Thank you. Yes. 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 We are persons. The name is person. So everything we do, we have to consciously do them. What we do, we do them consciously. Or we mentioned today. To be Christian conscious, we have to be conscious. To become Christian. That's the required. Yeah, asking questions. Hare Krishna Prabhu, any questions or comments?
Maharaj, my volume is good enough. Is it clear?
Very, very clear. Very sharp.
I'm muted. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, thank you for you are focusing on a very important topic for all of us, chanting without offenses. I had a question to you, and you can show this one. I had a question, Maharaj, regarding the number of rounds, increasing our chanting. So, from your own experience, you can tell us how one should increase the rounds, say 20 rounds, 24 rounds, or 32 rounds. And also, I read in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaiva Dharma also, he says that as our age increases, in number of years of Krishna consciousness increases, we have to increase the rounds. So, I wanted to hear something more about it from you. That's one thing. Another thing is about how much time should be taken for 16 rounds. For chanting 16 rounds, if I want to chant 32 rounds every day, how much time should be taken for that? Approximately, total time.
Prabhu, for the nice question. Yes. Just like everything else, when you keep doing something, it is natural that you will have some experience. And that experience is the motivation to increase, which is the sign that we're also making advancement in what we're doing. So as you are chanting every day, it is not by force. If we mechanically increase, we will go up and come down. Maybe what you do like this. You chant 16 rounds today, and tomorrow it is 4 rounds. This is mechanical. It means that we are not well grounded because we are not making. So as we are chanting every day, the name becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, and that sweetness is an encouragement. You see, you cannot keep being something if there is no taste in it. You can't continue to eat food if there is no taste, if the food is not tasty. Oh, when drop it. But if the food is tasty, you continue to eat, and even when you finish it, you request for more. It means the food is tasted. Similarly, when we are chanting the holy name and we are making advancement, the name becomes sweet. That is why you can see Haridasri chanting throughout the whole day and night. If it's bitter, we won't do that. Who would like to waste his time for something which has no taste? Because the name is becoming happy with us by our dedication, our practice, our sincerity, the name shows compassion by exposing it gradually. So the name is releasing, like we are getting expanded. It's an expansion. It's coming. And because of that, it will be very natural. It is a natural system that you the system now become very small to you. I want to increase to 25. I want to go to 30, 32. You get this, you get stabilized. As you are making progress, so also the number of rounds increases. Because the sweetness is coming. This is the natural way to increase the rounds. And that will not depend on the time again. It not depend on the time again. It depends on the relationship you have with the name and how you are relishing that. If the mind is very dull, it will take a long time to chant the name. If the mind becomes very sweet and is very sharp with the name, you are not making offenses, the name becomes very easy. It is fluent. So it will take 6 minutes, one round is done. Nicely. If you are spending 10 minutes, if the mind is dull, the mind is not fixed. If you will spend 15 minutes, means you are completely off. You are offending the name. Either we are sick, or there's something wrong with the environment. The environment is not conducive for Japan. And you are being affected by that. Some demonic energy is influencing the environment. So it will become very, very heavy atmosphere to release the name. This is how we naturally make progress in it. And then we continue to grow. When I started chanting 64 rounds every day, it was so sweet, so nice. So nice. For you, it will be like 16 rounds. When you start chanting 64 rounds every day, it's like 16 rounds for you. Because we didn't know that you are taking much time. It becomes something very, very, very sweet. It's a natural thing that you should do. The relationship is established. When the relationship is established, the flow. So it is not you who is actually struggling with the round. The name will facilitate you in time. Is that or not? The name itself will facilitate your chanting. Because the relationship is established. And the relationship now is sweet. It's a sweet relationship. Like when you plug in into a current. If you plug in into a current, the energy flows through you. So, just like if you chant in association with a pure devotee, a good sadhu, if you are conscious of that and you are not offensive, you're not looking at the sadhu as an ordinary person, as a kirata. I'm using this word now. If you're not seeing the sadhu as a kirata, you're not seeing, if you are seeing beyond that, and you connect with his experience, and which is what our Acharya recommended. When Acharya recommended we should chant with the sadhu, it is not to sit with him and sleep and become a distraction for him. It is to watch him how he is really seeing the name. Because when you watch him, you are connecting with him. And what is happening with him, it flows through you. And you won't know when you finish this. This is a natural way the name flows. Those who are deeply connected. All right.
Any word is here? Lalit Mahaprabhu, Kannada Prabhu. I hear Swami there. Sound is not coming. Hare Krishna. Yugalasham Prabhu from NBCC, anybody want to ask questions? Good time. Hare Bol.
Especially your question, I'm sorry. Yes. As Srila Prabhupada said, we should chant with the tongue and hear with the ear. That is what he recommended.
you should hear the name we're chanting. The name which we chant, Hare Krishna, that is not what purifies us. What purifies us is how much of that Hare Krishna we chanted that we hear. That's what comes back inside and does the purification. Therefore, to hear what we chant is important. The sound which we vibrated is secondary. The primary thing is how much we hear that. So if you hear that, then that comes back into our own heart and does the purification. It's important to hear. Yes, in the beginning, there will be distraction. In the beginning, there's a distraction. The mind has been accustomed to material sanctification for since time immemorial. So it will not be easy for the mind to immediately focus. It will not. So, our responsibility to show Krishna that we appreciate the mercy, to show our acharya that we appreciate the mercy they have given to us, is now to endeavor to hear by bringing the mind back. And as Guruji Prabhu recommended, don't tell the mind you are going to chant 16 rounds. If you tell the mind you are going to chant 16 rounds, the mind will go to react. 16 rounds is too far. I have so many things to do. He will tell the mind, it's only one name. The mind will, even if you jump out of some tank, it brings you back again. This is what we have to do to show our child that we are appreciating what they have done. So we should regularly do this. Bring the mind back. And the best way for us to do this, we should not watch mundane movies. We should not engage in idle talks, gossip. We shouldn't hear anything that has nothing to do with it. These are technologies we have. We shouldn't look at things, unnecessary things, more than necessary. If you look at unnecessary things more than necessary, they will draw some impression in the mind. And when you want to chant, all of them will come. If you want our mind to give us peace to chant, do not eat too much food late in the night. You're going to sleep. Eating late in the night, heavy food, it will affect your japa. There's no doubt about that. So all these things to be clearly and avoid. If you treat a devotee mechanically, the mind will not peacefully chant the holy name. If you treat devotees lovingly, the mind will be soft. Because whatever we do, a Christian will respond to it. And that will show in how we'll make advancement in the profession. Every action, there is a corresponding reaction. So to be a devotee is not for lazy man. Be a devotee, it is for those who are intelligent, who are very, very careful. They are mindful. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Happy to see you. Yes. Yes, very good question. After finishing Sisera, we drop our beach tomorrow morning. We don't remember anything else. So what to do? It's a very good question. So the services we are doing is for Krishna. If it is for Krishna. If our services are for Krishna, our preaching, if it is for Krishna, if it is not for our false ego, if it is for Krishna, our preaching is for Krishna. Our services are for Krishna. Then we will get purified. And the sign of purification is that we will be able to have Krishna will remind us and give us time to do this. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness shows. Everything. If we are mechanically functioning, it will show. We will never have time because time is not our property. Time is for Krishna. Time is Krishna and for devotees. If we are mechanical, we will never have time. Why will we have time? Is it our property? Devotees will have time. Krishna have time. Non-devotees will never have time. So this, the proof of what we are doing, that what we are doing is for Krishna, we'll get purified by doing those things. And will Krishna will create time for us, the taste for us to do this again. We take a cup from the temple to our preaching center. What do we do at that time? Jap. Right? We are going to come back also, there's traffic. So we have time, right? We are going for shopping in a car. We are not driving. What to do? Extra japa, time is there. That's all. Coming back, because it will take some time, especially in the city. You cannot say I'm going there for 10 minutes. The traffic will give you another 10 minutes. So a devotee will take advantage of it. If we are devotee, if we are really doing this for devotee. This time, let you have intelligence. See, now you have time to do your extra. What are you doing now? Immediately, you take a book. And time. And for devotees who want to read, and I complain there is no time. Oh, they set the time. Okay, every day, 5 o'clock, I'll finish this. You will not be able to read it always. If you're not careful, and you be careful, always keep a book with us. So, wherever we go, we finish the sesshana, we can do something 10 minutes, 30 minutes, nicely. In this way, we will keep to the vows we have taken. If you just say rigid, just fix rigid, we are not Krishna, nothing was by our command. One day you go for boga shopping, it is for Krishna, and there will be heavy traffic, and rain fall, the load is blocked. They are going to come late. So, how will you read? When you come at the 5 o'clock at fast, how will you read? And the reading has gone. And you are going to remember it after we have spent 1 week. You remember that for 1 week we have not done yet. Therefore, you should be ready. Always carry the bead with us. Always carry the bead with us. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Very happy to see you. Yes. Very good. Very good. Very good question. If you inattentive chanting is an offense, and how by chanting inattentively, the name will help us to overcome that. When inattentive chanting receives some offense, it's a good question. And because if you also may chant offensively, it will lead to menaces. So, how is it possible that the name will help us? Yes. If one is, there are two ways to make offenses. One offense is ignorance. The second type is deliberate. So we are deliberately, that is why it become number seven, making offenses on the strength of chanting the name. We are taking undue advantage of the nature of the name. Then it becomes offense. You cannot rise. But when we do this out of ignorance, that means that it is not intentional. We are trying to make progress. The name sees our intention. Remember, we mentioned that the name is a person. And it knows our mind. It hears everything which we have in mind while we are calling him. So the name knows. This person is helplessly trying to get to it. With all these problems, let me help. Or let me help her. So we'll get help. But if we are deliberately thinking, you see, the name is so merciful. So there's no need for me to try to change. Let me just continue with my nonsense. Then we will not get the mission of the name. Because now we are offensive to the opportunity of the mission of the holy name. So you will not make advancement. For those who are trying, in the beginning, it's difficult. Everything, either in material or spiritual, it's difficult from the beginning. But when we continue, sincerely, we are trying our best, we will always get help. Krishna is in the heart. The holy name is in our heart. He knows our intention. He knows our weakness. And he knows how much we want to get out of our nonsense. They will come in and see the genuine desire in us with all the difficulties. They will come in and help us. So we have chance. Hare Krishna, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Is it beneficial for us to count the rounds with chant? Is it beneficial to count? Counting the mantras. That may also lead to inattentive chanting. So it's better for us just to try to hear. Don't count it. You will miss. We'll miss if you start counting like that. We have a counter. Why? Because if you want to do like this, you make a lot of offenses and we waste our time. Then we will have counter to count it. So if you want to count a name like that, it will be very, very difficult for us. So better just to hear. Not count that one. We should count from our counter. The number of rounds that we have chanted. Yes. Thank you. Very intelligent question. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yes. Yes, inattentive chanting means while chanting we are planning our day's activity. We are going to go for sankirtan, we are going to poker, we are going to go for shopping, we are going to how many slokas I should memorize for my lecture today. All these things are inattentive. The holy name is independent. It has nothing to equate with. We are chanting, we are also managing in the middle of our job. All these things are inattentive. we're chanting, then we think, okay, what am I going to do? Okay, what kind of religious? All these are inattentive chanting. Attentive chanting means just the name and you. That's all. We should plan those things before our death time. So that they don't become impediments. It is a distraction. But when you see devotees chanting and other devotees are coming, they are asking for this, for that. You see, when Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding Krishna, and she kept Krishna down. She was angry. Why? No attention. That was the idea. No attention, no focus. What is there important more than me? I can produce only mutual milk. What is this? What is the milk on the ball and you keep me down for? What is this? The thing is concentration. That's what Krishna is. So, there are varieties of inattention. We get distracted by distraction. So, pure chanting means that if you want to enjoy the name, if you want the sweet name to come, to release it, become made into that, it is you and the name. Nothing else comes inside. It is then the name himself will reveal everything to you. All the lilas of Krishna, all the Krishna's activity, everything, Krishna, in the name will reveal everything to you. Right inside there, not outside, but inside. But the connection has to be established first. And for the connection to be established, all distractions should be avoided. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Vizhali Bhaktadeep Dhamadhan Maharaj ki.
I always appreciate the association, Prabhu. But I appreciate the association.
Actually, your coming always has given great enthusiasm to everybody, Maharaj, in Pune. After you come and go, many devotees discuss point from your class. Always. So it was very nice. Today was very deep class. Actually, all of us are looking forward to hear on the topic of the holy name from you, because we want to improve the quality of chanting and strengthen our chanting of holy. Because there's a lot of hearing we do in Pune. We connect with a lot of visitors and hearing. But you have taken a topic which I feel is actually very vital medicine for the soul. And you are explaining it very nicely, and we are very thrilled to learn from you about chanting, and we are looking forward next 2 days, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
See you tomorrow.
Hare Krishna.
Hey, Arival, are we Vishnu Jayanti Krishna Prabhu, all right? Vishnu? Ben? Call him. Okay. He's all right now? Okay. Actually, morning today we had this flower offering to Jwalanth Bhakti Charu Maharaj today, here. Okay. Tomorrow morning, along with Guru Puja, Prabhupada Guru Puja, we can offer flowers to Jwalanth Bhakti Charu. Correct. Here also we did Jain Premadana along with Hyderabad team, we did. Hyderabad and Kunjibari temple we did. Very good, that is good. Yeah. And also after 3-4 days, many Prabhupada disciples are going to discuss. Then maybe after 3-4 days, we will do a Shuddhanjali program. After 3-4 days. Once we are clear about the date, we will float to all congregation. Then we will do a Shuddhanjali program. Thank you, Prabhu. Haribol.